And means that you need to by now, you know, you have proven, you have.
Very eager and disciplined students are taking part in a management class. Eshesi University, the name means beginning in the Akan native Ghanaian language, is modeled after small four-year liberal arts colleges. But students here are mostly interested in computer science and business management. The university's president and founder is Patrick Awuwa. He studied in the United States and worked for software giant Microsoft. But when he had a child, he decided it was time to give something back to his native Ghana.
This is a very rewarding project to be engaged in. Students are doing well. The first class graduated last year and they're placed in industry and they're doing very well. We're getting very good reports back, and that's very rewarding. Frustration has to do with working in Ghana is not always easy, you know. Infrastructure is not where it needs to be, and we have to struggle with that.
Araba Amuasi and Sarah Mills are class of 2007. Like most students, some of their schooling is paid by their parents, but they also get a school loan to cover the several thousand dollar tuition. Araba Amuasi says her dream is to become, in her words, a great African computer programmer.
I want to get a couple of friends together and set up a company that will develop software that is cheaper and will fit into our context better. Because now almost everything we use here is developed outside the country, outside the continent, and there are certain scenarios that don't quite work when you implement the programs here. So I want to do something that is more centered on Africa.
One of the companies that needs such future talent is nearby Rancard Solutions, which develops business application software. Its chief technology strategist is Ihigozie Binite, who was also educated abroad and came back to help the local economy.
They're an ambitious young company, forward-looking, with every intention of going global. Now, it's a little hard to capture that kind of culture and mindset in lots of graduates who don't really believe in it. They haven't experienced firsthand what it is to work at the cutting edge, and so they struggle to see how and why it can be done in Ghana by Ghanaians like themselves. There's just a bit of a mind gap, and I think it's an exposure thing. So it's definitely a breath of fresh air to meet kids coming out of school with a mindset that, you know, you can really accomplish a lot.
Some of the company's new recruits are recent Eshesi graduates, like these two 23-year-old programmers. The man behind some of these new high-tech prospects in Ghana, Awuwa, says it was nice to succeed for himself in the United States, but he feels he is doing much more now for others.
Well, when I was working at Microsoft, that was also very exciting. Those were heady times when I was there in the late 80s and early 90s. There are times when I'm back in Seattle and I go visit some of my colleagues who are still there, and they're working on some pretty cool technology, you know, and certainly there's a part of me that misses that sometimes. But what I'm doing now is equally challenging, even more challenging, I think, than what I was doing at Microsoft.
All of the students here seem to be full of ideas and business plans, trying to design profitable and useful technological improvements. Many want to develop software in local languages for Ghanaians who cannot read or write in French or English, rather than adding to the brain drain that afflicts so many sectors of Africa's economy. These students now say they have enough opportunity to stay here. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Accra, Ghana.